Have you reached the end of your way and don't know what to do or even how to start?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Kathy takes the story of Jochebed and uses it as a life lesson. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Kathy Sandiford. Kathy serves the Lord with her husband Jerry at Calvary Baptist Church in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. I've known Kathy for a few years and have been able to spend some time with her. I love her heart for others. The title of today's program is called By the River's Brink, written by Kathy, and I want to share it with you today. Kathy has been thinking about Jochebed, the mother of Moses. The Bible doesn't tell us much about her. Just like all mothers, surely she had a dream for how she would raise her children. She didn't have an easy life, but she had a little family and ways of loving and training her children for the Lord. Kathy wonders, did she plan in detail how she would raise them and teach them about the Lord and life? Was she preparing them to have the right attitude about their suffering? Did she have a plan to try to ease their hurts as they grew that would bring them closer to God so they wouldn't stray away from Him in bitterness? Did she have their stages of life planned to teach them and train them up in the Lord so when the transition to adulthood came, she could say that she had done her best and provided all she could before she had to let them go? Now imagine her building a small ark or basket of bulrushes so that at just 3 months of age, she would place her child and put the basket by the river's brink. She had no chance to prepare him for life, no teachings, no trainings, and no years of love. Without any preparation, she was at the end of her way and her dreams. She had to stop trusting in herself, her ways, and her ideas for training her child. She placed him at the river's brink and had to put complete trust in God that He would draw him out. Some things Kathy learned about Jochebed. According to Exodus 1, verse 22, Moses, being born a son, should have been cast into the river to die. Jochebed had faith to place him by the river's brink with the hope of life. Jochebed placed him in the basket, prayed, and watched closely, believing God would answer her prayer. Jochebed had to let go of her plans, her dreams, and expectations and trust God. God blessed Jochebed for her faith. Having a special needs child has brought them to the river's brink more times than they would like. They have reached the end of many dreams and had to place their daughter in a basket and lay her by the river's brink and pray for God to draw her out. When she was age 5 and she didn't know her colors, letters, numbers, or even the names of animals, they had to realize that they had a problem that they could not fix. Kathy had to let go of her plans and expectations of how things should be. Her way of teaching wasn't working. What she thought was the right way, the best way, only brought them to the river. They put her in the basket, brought her to the river's brink, and prayed God would draw her out. She wonders if Jochebed said of Moses, "My child will never go in that river." She said it because of fear she would never take her child to there for help. Of course, that was the very place God drew her out. When she wanted a career in childcare, but they knew she would never receive her high school diploma, they put her in the basket and brought her back to the river's brink. Their way wasn't working. They needed God's way. When she wanted to drive, well, they ran her basket to the river's brink. They didn't even attempt to think. They knew what to do. Of course, God was faithful. When she had to pass all the Florida state testing, you guessed it happened at the river's brink. It was always coming to the end of their way and taking steps they knew would never work, but trusting God to draw her out. They kept coming to a place of impossibility, the end of their knowledge and ability, the river's brink, and God kept drawing her out. Do you ever imagine Jochebed's joy at the river when Moses was drawn out? Kathy imagines it when she thinks of her own joy. The joy when her daughter read her first word at age 10. It was the word mom. The joy she felt when she graduated from high school. The joy of seeing her walk across a college graduation stage with an honors rope hanging on her neck. The joy of passing not one state test, but five. And now the joy of seeing her go to work and love on children in a child care center every day. Have you reached the end of your way and don't know what to do or even how to start? That's okay. You might be right where God wants you to be to trust Him. Get your basket ready, take it to the river's brink, and watch God draw it out. Thank you, Kathy. Let us have the faith and trust of Jochebed. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group, helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.